This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. An advisory referendum asking whether able-bodied adults without children should have to actively search for employment to be eligible for welfare benefits is a step closer to being on the April election ballot in Wisconsin. The GOP-controlled state Senate advanced the welfare referendum Tuesday, ignoring Democrats who say the job search requirement is already law. Senate Democratic leader Melissa Agard of Madison ridiculed the recently introduced GOP plan during a Tuesday news conference.
Think about it. We're asking the public to weigh in on policies that were passed years ago. Advisory referendums are supposed to do just that, advise. So the people are going to advise lawmakers on something that is already the law in the state of Wisconsin. That only makes sense if you're looking at the world through a cynical and political lens.
Agard says Republicans are just trying to boost voter turnout for the April elections, especially the state Supreme Court race, where more liberal candidates are trying to take control of the court from conservative justices. On the Senate floor Tuesday, no Republicans spoke in favor of the employment search referendum. A later press release from Saukville Senator Dewey Strobel contends that if the ballot question is okayed, it will help reduce the labor shortage in Wisconsin. Republicans were slightly more vocal on rejecting a resolution from Democrats to amend the welfare question by adding an April referendum supporting restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux of Oostburg argued the Democrats' plan was out of order.
Substitute Amendment 1 is irrelevant to the subject matter of the proposal and negates the original proposal entirely and therefore is not germane to the joint resolution pursuant to Senate Rule 50.
Senate President Chris Kapinga of Delafield quickly agreed and dropped the Democrats' proposal. In other action, the Senate approved a proposed constitutional amendment for the April ballot that critics say could raise bail on low-income criminal defendants. Democratic leader Agard says it's time for Republicans to have a reality check.
Politics and ideology are driving the majority party. They're not helping the people of Wisconsin. We're here to help the people of Wisconsin.
The Republican-controlled state assembly is expected to take up the welfare referendum and constitutional amendment on bail before a January 24th deadline for placing items on the April ballot. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.